Hello, this is Kendall Parks here on Kendall Parks Podcast. I want to talk about the Cincinnati Bengals winning over the Indianapolis Colts this past weekend. About 20, I think it was, 34-14. They went up 14-0 quick, and then they quickly gave up a 14-0 lead. In like 25 seconds or so, because Browning had threw an interception right after the Colts scored the touchdown, and the defender for the Colts took it for six. But then Browning bounced back. The Bengals bounced back in the second half on defense, but the offense scored more points. It was the 20-0 half to close out the game. So it was good to see that. It's like Browning did get hurt later on in the game. AJ McCann had to come in, but then he thankfully came back for some drives to close out the game, even though it was already over, but it was nice to see him come back. Let's see. Yeah, and they played the Minnesota Vikings. They had to face Nick Mullins, I think his name is. The Bengals have a hard time against backup quarterbacks sometimes. So look out for that, unfortunately. We as Bengals fans got to look out for that. But because Joshua Dobbs, who we played against Arizona, when we faced Arizona, that's who we played. But we won't be facing him this time. He got traded to the Minnesota Vikings after they lost Cousins. But he won't be the starter next game. It's going to be Nick Mullins. Nick Mullins? Is that his name? Yeah, so we'll see about that for Sunday. On to politics for just a second. Donald Trump says that he's going to be a dictator. I forgot to get into this last episode. Donald Trump say he's not gonna be a dictator except for day one. That's what he said in his Fox News interview. He's telling you with Sean Hannity, he's telling you what he's gonna do. Don't be fooled by his BS. He's not gonna stop on day one. We should know Trump well enough to know that he's lying. He has a history of lying. So why would you believe him when he says that he's gonna stop on day one? Let's see what else. Yeah, so it's gonna be we hear it all the time, but it really is the most important lesson of our lifetime. Now, some black people go say that democracy hasn't really benefited them all that much. They didn't allow us to vote for a long, long time. but democracy will be on the line. This coming election, we cannot allow him to be reelected. We may disagree with Biden on some things, but we cannot allow Donald Trump to step in that White House ever again. The Republicans were too cowardice to impeach and convict him in the Senate when he got impeached for the second time after the January 6th stuff. And that's another thing. He's talking about freeing the prisoners of January 6th. This guy has evil. Sort of like this Elon Musk dude, like, they're evil. It's gonna be worse than his first term. They're talking about him nominating Tucker Carlson as his, as his VP, possibly. It would be, a nightmare. But, the Biden campaign needs to attack him on those issues to make it more about him. Abortion, how he's trying to be, quote-unquote, more moderate. And speaking of that, miss me with this Nikki Haley is more my. She's trying to be his VP right now. She speaking of trying to be the VP, she's trying to be the nominee for the vice president of Donald Trump. She's talking about how she actually agrees with his policies and all that stuff. I'm not fooled, so crazy how people can be fooled in this country. Then you got Texas, this can't pat the passion dude out of Texas. And Katie Cox, I think her name is. She ain't allowed to have an abortion in Texas. And so if they rude that she is alive, I think it was something like that. She was like, nah. I'm going to another state. And she, but if they win, if Donald Trump wins, it won't, and Republicans take over the Congress with the other two branches, it's going to be a nightmare. Like, his cabinet is probably going to have passion as his attorney general. It's going to be worse than Jeff Sessions and Bill Barr, and they weren't no good. So Biden is going to have to campaign his butt off. Get the base out. Get over 40% of white support in the 70s as far as Latino support. So it's going to be a hard election. It's going to be harder than anything. I don't trust none of these white folks, especially including the white women. You know, his vote tally went up from 53% to 55% among white women. So all these white women who want to say, oh, we're so sad, you're going to vote for him next time. Shut up. All right. in hip hop. So that's on politics. I just hope that Donald Trump doesn't get reelected. In hip hop, Nicki Minaj just came out with her latest album, Pink Friday 2. I haven't listened to it yet, but I heard a snippet of some songs. She's going after Megan Thee Stallion. Talking about some Stay in Your Tory Lanez, I Ain't Iggy. That was her going after Megan Thee Stallion. And I was so shocked that they was going, they went after each other. Like, I don't know the rule of this beef. And she, obviously she went after her on the other single, which was the Uh-Oh sample, Lumen D sample, talking about riding horses and all that. I'm like, I'm so confused, cause like, was it over the WAP song with Cardi B? Like, what? Because I remember I did a story for Soul.com. Shout out to them. One time. And originally, they were together in the lineup for the hip-hop, the iHeartRadio award concert or whatever. And then one of them dropped out. Or both dropped out, I don't know. But I'm so confused on how this beef came about. So, she's going to be on Joe Budden podcast, I believe. Or at least some interview with Joe Budden, maybe not his podcast, but with him. So I don't know. But I did see her say that. Let's see what else. And Rick Ross and 50 Cent going after each other. He said, Rick Ross says he wants to buy the G in the catalog, low ball the catalog. Wants to buy Yayo, Buck, and Banks catalog. And sell the Big Commercial catalog for like $500,000. It's so crazy. He was out with Ja Rule and Dwayne Wade and Fat Joe this past week or weekend. Right after he got into another public feud with 50 over, because 50 had commented on him and Meek Mill only selling 31,000. It's crazy. Yeah, so, of course, Puff. His reign's getting ready to be over, man. Man. Maybe it won't. Maybe it won't. But in the court of public opinion, man, he may still have. Everybody's going to be not be trying to work with him. That's the thing about this industry, boy. You got some crazy ass sexual assault stuff. It's gonna be hard for you to have people. wanted to work with you and be around you after that. Of course, you know, he did he made sure to step down as chairman of the vote because of the accusations that's been following him. So yeah. Ooh. A long, long. It's gonna be a long process. The puff. That's it. On Kendall Parks. Follow me on @_Kendall. My podcast, this podcast's Twitter account. Follow the podcast on that. All right. We're going to try to drop every Tuesday. This is Tuesday. I'm trying to record on Monday consistently, but as long as I come out every Tuesday, it's cool. All right. _ Mr. Parks on Twitter, Instagram, and everything. All right. See you guys later. Bye-bye.